Nearly 1,600 firefighters are now fighting wildfires that have burned 40,000 acres across western North Carolina over the past 3 weeks. Governor Pat McCrory says the state has spent $10 million fighting the fires so far. WFAE's David Borax has more.
State officials say 19 separate fires are now burning. One of the largest is near Lake Lure in Chimney Rock. Governor McCrory told reporters there the blazes are large and hard to fight.
We've got California wildfires in North Carolina. And from all indications, this is one of the worst conditions for wildfires North Carolina has ever seen.
Dry weather, low humidity, and a lack of rainfall are to blame, and in some cases, arson. Nobody's been hurt so far, but at least two structures have been destroyed. Smoke from the fires is affecting air quality in the mountains, and state officials are warning people with health issues to take precautions. The smoke also is making its way east into the Piedmont. 25 counties are now under a state of emergency, and mandatory evacuations remain in effect for parts of Burke, Graham, and Rutherford counties. Roads are closed in fire areas, as well as sections of the Appalachian Trail. Fire crews from around the U.S. are helping, returning the favor for North Carolina's help in recent years. The state's costs are mounting, though the federal government is likely to pay 75%. The expenses come on the heels of Hurricane Matthew last month in the eastern part of the state. McCrory says he'll call a special legislative session soon to deal with hurricane recovery. He says he'll probably add the wildfires to the agenda, too. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.